Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Carlos.
You need to talk a little louder, Carlos.
What happened?
You need to talk a little louder.
Okay. I don't know. I can't hear myself, so I feel like I'm talking too
loud. Oh, yeah. You're kind of... Those headphones are, like, bigger than your whole head.
Well, these are the damn cancellation.
They, like, come up to his eyes, like, right here.
Well, because I have them forward so I can...
Oh, well, keep one like that.
That's what I'm trying to do, okay, and it's cool. Not helping too much.
This is episode 87.
What's going on?
And Sunday, lazy day.
Like every day.
Right?
Yeah. I'm fucking tired, man.
In the audience, we have Nathan and Todd.
Yay!
What a loud bitch. God.
Dude, he sounds like fucking, what's his name, from Crank Anchors.
From where?
From Crank
Anchors. The retarded one.
I got mail. I got mail.
Special Ed.
Special Ed.
I got mail.
That's what I tell him.
He looks like him too.
I like cheese. Yeah.
He's got a little bit of Down syndrome errors going on.
Oh, damn.
Look how red his face is.
Oh,
this is burnt.
Sunburned, baby.
Yeah. It's
sunburned.
You know, rednecks turn red, of course.
Right.
They turn cherry.
Right.
Cherry. They turn apple bottom.
An apple. He said you're an apple bottom.
They turn apple bottom.
You're an apple bottom. Oh, he's into spanking.
Ew. with a paddle with the studs
with
that spell out like fuck toy.
Oh, he said with a paddle with studs that say fuck toy.
Wow. You know how they spell shit out with the studs? It's like so crappy.
That's weird.
You know that shit falls off.
We were at the Renaissance Festival today, and our friend Marco was getting his ass beat with, like, these leather...
Is that a gay event?
No.
Oh.
It's a Renaissance Festival, retard.
His ass was getting beat. Spanked, Ricky.
But who... Am I... I'm recording.
Wow.
Are you Ricardo?
But who gets beat at the Renaissance?
Like, he was standing by
this... Were they treating him like a slave or something?
Like the peasants, dude.
There was, like, this whipping pole, and he paid, like, $1 to get his ass beat with this whip.
Did it hurt?
I'm assuming they're, like...
Was it like Roots?
Oh.
Kunta Kinte,
man. That guy's the shit.
What is your name? What is your name?
Tobin.
What is your name?
They're like, no, it's Alfred. Take it, bitch. It's Alfred.
It's Bob.
You ain't no African prince, bitch.
Bitch. So, wow, Echo.
I did, didn't it?
So, I've been asked by certain listeners for, Herb, for you to control your, loudness. They said it hurts their eardrums when they're listening to their iPods.
Well, I'm all the way over here, and your iPods suck.
Because it's not mine. That's the answer to that.
Fucking not pods. God damn. Wait till I move there, Ricky. I'm going to convert you into a non-Apple user.
I don't think so. That's not possible.
I could sell that shit and buy, like fucking Angola. That's how expensive that shit is.
What the fuck is that?
It's a country.
It's a country in South Africa. I did a report on it when I was in, like, fourth grade.
Damn,
but they're very, poor, and I could fucking buy that entire country with the money that you spent on that computer. I'm not even joking.
Hmm.
Anyway, okay, I'll quiet the fuck
down.
Must
be pissed off about something.
I'm over here. No, I'm just tired and hungry.
No,
and
not
it's fucking
you.
Hot.
Sorry, Nathan.
Oh. Sorry, Nathan.
Is he getting country pissed?
I don't know. I guess he's depressed or something. I don't know. Anyway,
he's homesick, probably.
So
is he getting pissed?
Yeah. Pissed with an L. Oh, he's leaving.
Yes.
Yeah. He got in his car. Or his truck.
Maybe he's getting beer.
Probably.
Beer.
I can see your pants.
Your pants.
Ooh. Sweaty bowels. So, Nathan pointed out something to me today that I have never really, recognized before.
That you're a guy?
No. Apparently I say, what the fuck?
Oh, like, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And then he said it's always followed by, God damn it. And then today, so we were in the bedroom and I was like, well, we were hanging up our clothes from doing laundry.
Yeah.
So.
That's what he calls it.
Yeah, I know.
Doing laundry.
I did all of his laundry while I was there.
Oh.
He did a lot of laundry when he was here.
Yeah, I did.
So, I was looking for these shorts. And I was like, what the fuck? Where are my fucking shorts?
God
and
damn
he started
it.
Laughing. And then I caught myself. I was like, God damn it. And then I was like, shit. And he like fell on the floor and started laughing.
You don't do that all the time.
You do it. Do it on occasion. That's like your quote.
My quote, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And now I've said it like 400 times today.
Now it's psychosomatic. You're doing it on purpose.
Yeah. And I like try to stop. I like try to stop myself. And it's like, I can't. I'm like, what the? So now I'm saying, what the hell?
I can't control myself.
Because we were in Sam's today, and this old bitch. And when I say old, I mean like 104 fucking years old.
Like ancient
pushing a cart,
bitch.
Trying to get a fucking jar of big pickles.
She likes them big.
Blocking the whole aisle. And I'm like, what the hell? No. Fucking people.
Should have been like, move, bitch. Get out the way.
Wow.
But I think, like, the F word's, like, really bad. I've been using it a lot.
It's not that bad.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, can you turn on that light over there? Not the lamp, but the switch there.
Yes, because I am God. And I have that ability.
So.
No, for a week there, you know how you talk, how you type in
right.
letters and shit?
Uh-huh.
For a week or two, I was doing the WTF.
Gosh.
Oh my god.
Just because my friend was like, what if you talk like that, really?
Pretty soon we're going to start talking.
Herb knows yeah. people that talk like that.
Did you listen to our show, like, I don't know when it was?
Probably.
When he was talking about...
We're talking about how people should never fucking talk like that ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, my ex talked like that all the time.
I did it
like WTF and LOL and OMG and holy crap, just fucking do it. Don't talk about it.
GTFO.
Yeah.
RFOALMO. Was that right?
I don't know.
LMAO, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it on episode 79. That's what it was. Because people will be like, oh, dude, today I was like playing World of Warcraft, man, and I fucking pwned that guy. I'm like, what the fuck did
I've
you just say?
I've never heard of that word, pwned.
You never heard of pwned?
Me. No.
Are you serious?
And now I see it everywhere online.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah, there's a shirt that a friend of mine bought. It says AFK, and it has a little cartoon on it, and it says, please don't pwn my character.
That's wow. So geeky.
Well, I used to go to ITT Tech, so it's uh-huh. just like WoW Dude, City. It's like WoWville. Seriously.
Dude, it's worse than... It's not even, like, geeky. It's like this is what the human nature has... the human race has come to.
Yeah, and, like, we've actually had a conversation about this, like, how many hours people play WoW, and a guy does it almost as much as he works.
Dude, it's not even, like before WoW, dude, EverQuest was, like...
EverQuest
people
was
in Japan... Yeah, no. It was bad, though, because people in Japan, I remember they had some huge, like, news thing about how somebody, like, died because... He just kept playing and forgot to eat,
wow.
and he didn't take care of his children, and his, like, babies died because what? He just, like, kept playing and playing and playing. I'm not even joking. It's, like, it's fucking crazy, and that was, like,
babies
way before
died.
WoW.
I ate an entire plane.
Wow, your babies died.
I ate an entire plane.
He's like, well, today, you know, my baby lost, like, 300 experience points, but I leveled up my character, so it's okay.
Hey, you know Justin Loopy Cub?
Yeah,
he wants to be on the show with us. Do you want me to bring? Can I bring him in?
Sure, dude. I thought he was going to be like really fucking gay, but I listened to his voicemail and it was cool.
Yeah, he's cool. Hold on for a second, okay?
Okay.
I want to see photographic evidence before.
I don't know why. I just thought he would be.
How
gay.
Do I bring him in as a? At the conference.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, see, he's loud.
I am?
Yeah,
you're a little loud.
Okay, hold on.
He's like, hold on, let me tweak my nipple and the sound will go down.
Yeah, sure I can't...
Tune in Tokyo.
I don't think it can really do anything about it.
You're alright, I think.
Alright.
So, this is Justin Loopy Cub. He's one of the listeners, and actually last night was his birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Dude, feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, thank you.
I don't understand
dude,
Spanish shit.
Hey, I'll cut you. All right.
You IM'd me, man, and I didn't get back to you because I went out, but anyway, hi.
That's all right. Ooh, shit, I am really hot. That's really loud.
Todd is like, it's because it's a Mac.
Yeah.
Ooh, snap.
You know what? Don't even gang up on us, okay?
No, it's not even
your ass up.
Dude, it's not even about that. Like, I used to love Macs. That's what I started on when I was a kid. But they've turned into like this huge conglomerate, like fucking Walmart. Just because I work there doesn't mean I like it. I mean, it's the same bullshit. They like take over the entire world, and everybody loves it. And it's like, it sucks, dude.
Kind of like
a cult. Way too expensive. Yeah, exactly.
Well, like the reason they're so expensive is because they're like. Because
it's ease of use, but well, if you already know how to...
It's more than just ease of use. It's, like, complete, like, one system. It's all... It's designed. That's why it's so expensive. It's designed by people, and they make it look nice, and they make it look easy.
And it works.
And
reason...
all the time. I mean, it doesn't always work.
Dude, the reason I like Windows is because you can design it yourself. Dude, ask Ricky. I'm like Mr. Customization. If I can't custom something, then it fucking sucks my asshole. I need to be able to change stuff. Like, if I need to be able to change stuff and make it my own, or else it might as well be anybody else's. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I love my Macintosh, but if people use their Windows machines, hey, whatever. That's cool. Whatever you like to use is what you like to use.
Well, can't you just customize the GUI on the... Mac?
You can do stuff like that, but you have to be really smart.
And you can't do as much as you can on a Windows.
Yeah, to an extent, you can customize the GUI, but not as much as Windows sometimes.
Well, and the thing is now, like...
Is.
Graphic User Interface.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a GUI. There you go. Yeah,
can
like,
you use that in a sentence, please?
I use the GUI to find the porn on my Macintosh. There you go.
Yes.
I got a CD for that.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Now they advertise like, oh my god, guess what, guys? It's a fucking miracle. You can have Windows on your Apple machine. And it's like, dude, like 10 years ago, my friend had Macintosh on his Windows. So that's like old news. You know what I mean? And you don't have to pay for it.
I could care less about getting Windows on my Macintosh or getting the Mac OS on a Windows machine. I use Mac OS because I fucking like Mac OS. That's why I use it.
Okay, we need to change the subject because my balls are like going into.
let's talk about Carlos's balls. How do you say balls in Spanish? Cojones. There you go.
Cojones.
Cabron. That's dude. Right. Let's
we need Nathan. That way he can be sitting there like, huh?
No, yeah, we need that southern influence, man, so he can be like, what?
This is Nathan. Cajones.
Cajones.
Actually, it's with a J, right? So he'd be Cajones.
Cajones.
All right, who else is talking? I know Ricky and Herb. Who else is here?
Carlos.
Carlito.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
Carlito.
Cool.
It depends on who knows me. You
know, Carlos. It's Carlos like Caden, or Caden.
Or Wolfie.
Caden
I call him... Well, I call him Carlito. That's just my show.
Caden is his porn name.
Ooh.
He didn't want me to say that.
Whatever.
Because it's true!
And he spells it really gay, too. It's K-A-Y-D-E-N.
You have to.
God. Oh, gay. Yeah. Oh, my God.
If it's a porn name, okay. But if it's your real name... Like, dude, I have a friend, Brian, who just had to change it from B-R-Y-A-N to B-R-I-E-N. It's like, come on, man. Don't be a fag.
That's gay.
Well, we know you like dick. I like dick too. I don't have to change my name from Cedric Cedrice to Cedricque.
Oh shit!
Holy crap! It's
no,
just
that's the Canadian way of saying it.
Dude, I called up. Remember how I was telling you about my friend Angus, the Canadian guy with the massage thing? Yeah, I want to have him on the show because he's a cool guy. But I called up his voicemail, and in like 5 seconds. I already knew he was a Canadian, even though he already told me. Like, if I didn't know that... No, because he was like, hey, you've reached Angus. Sorry that we couldn't get to the phone, but I was like, immediately Canadian. Canadians all say sorry. It's not sorry, it's sorry. Yeah, it's weird.
I think it's cute.
It is cute.
Yeah, it is pretty cute. But when I hear it, though, I think of like an 8-year-old girl. I don't think of a 36-year-old, 300-pound man. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ruined my day. So, Justin, or do we need to beep your name out, or do you want us to call you by something else?
No, you can call me Justin. That's
okay.
Fine.
How was your birthday party?
It was pretty good, actually. I got rather drunk.
Did you kiss any boys?
Yeah, I heard.
No, I didn't kiss any boys. I was rather disappointed, but that's all right.
Aw,
wait, did you have a thing at your house, or did you go out, or what?
That was a thing at my house. My roommate like decided to throw me a birthday party a couple of weeks ago, and we invited all my friends and some of his friends, and just you know, partied at the house and had fun.
Dude, yeah. House parties are like the bomb.
They are, and especially when they're at your own house, you can get as drunk as you want,
yeah,
and then just pass the fuck out.
Dude, and like, I don't know, ever since I turned 21...
have someone eat your ass out. Or fuck you.
In your own bedroom, how convenient.
Or break your mouth.
I don't know, when I turned 21, like, all my friends were like, let's go to the bars! I'm like, dude, why? So you can spend money and then have to drive home? Dude, house parties are the best, because you get free shit, and you already know everybody, so you don't have to deal with anybody, you know... You know how people at bars are. I don't know.
Well, that's why you wouldn't go out on your birthday.
You are so cheap. I swear to God.
Well, dude, free beer at somebody's house is way better than spending money at a bar. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are.
Even if you don't drink beer, you can like buy liquor a lot cheaper and for more than like going to the fucking bar and spending $50.
Exactly, man.
All you have to say, fucking drive through. Bitches will buy you drinks.
Yeah, it's true.
They're like, it's my birthday, I'm 21. and my name is Kaden.
And I want like an apple tinny. Because I hear those are like trendy.
I'm going to apple tinny start with your balls.
Oh my god. Ricky can actually do that. His balls actually hang down to the floor.
Oh my god, I cannot believe he just said that.
To the floor
and
do your balls.
Dude, I could jump. I could do shimmy shimmy Cocoa Puff with those balls. I could be like one and two and three. Take it out. Yeah.
That is so rude. I'm cutting that out of the show.
Don't cut it out. They're fucking hot. I like them. It's not a negative comment. Ricky, I love your balls.
You had droopy old man balls.
No. Don't make a mistake. They're not old man balls. They're just big balls. Because old man balls are like, you could hide a cat inside of them, like a flying... Like they're, you know, they droop, and they're like a flying squirrel, you know? A flying squirrel. Ricky does not have old man balls. He just has balls that could fucking knock down a concrete wall.
My stomach is killing me.
He could demolish a building like that, man.
I fucking hate you.
The minute he starts to pull down his pants, it's like beep, beep, beep. You know I love you, baby.
Ricky, the donkey choker.
God. Oh my god. Ricky, I love your balls. Those are my favorite balls ever.
Oh my god.
Sometimes I wish I had balls like that, because mine can... Mine can knock down like a small like figurine, you know.
Ricky can take down a whole concrete block.
Yeah, man, I can take down like a snow globe. I'm like, yeah.
They're not that big.
I don't know, dude.
Herb looked at him. He was like, "They look like flying squirrels."
Can you get some like wicked air on that, man?
Oh my god!
You drop from a 9-story building and you float.
Dude,
oh god, I think I just did 9,000 sit-ups.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Not. It's not.
You're right, Carlos. We do need Nathan here, man, because he'd be like, "What?"
I don't know anything. I just got.
Okay, now that we're done talking about my balls.
just for the record, I love Ricky's balls, and they're my favorite testicles on earth.
You wear pants.
I have sat on them before.
And I've sat on my own balls,
I've had,
too. That fucking hurts.
If you
got
a 300-pound ass sit on your balls,
that
it
fucking
hurts.
I can imagine.
Dude, that's crazy, man. I don't know. I think I've laid on my balls. I don't know.
I knew a chick who had a fascination with balls, and she would always ask me, when you run, does it hit your legs and hurt?
Does it hit your legs?
Was she black?
She was kind of ghetto. And she would ask me all these other questions. I was just like, no. And once
just tell her. Just tell her. Look, bitch. It's like your boobs, except smaller and with elbow skin around them. That's how it is. Basically.
He's right.
That's like true, man. It's elbow. Like put your arm straight out. Your weenus. And twist it around.
Stop
and touch
sucking
the skin.
On my weenus.
Yeah, that's ball skin, man.
That's the name of the skin on your elbow. Your weenus.
Okay, I never heard that one before.
Wasn't that a band, too?
No,
that was
Weezer.
Weedus. No, Weedus, the one who was like from that movie, the movie with Jason Biggs. It was like Loser or whatever.
I don't
remember.
Sure. Yeah,
I know what Weedus. You're talking about.
Just smile not politely.
So let's move on to a different subject because I really don't want to talk about my balls anymore.
Yeah, we were talking about me.
Oh yeah, ooh, how was your birthday?
Yeah, dude.
Sorry, I'm sorry. The podcast superstar takes all the attention. I'm sorry.
I get a dollar.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Dude, now I know what attention. It was. Okay. Weedus was that teenage dirtbag song. Remember that?
Oh, I'm just a teenage
dirtbag, baby. Yeah, it was.
I'm
bad.
Too old to remember that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, dude, Justin, I thought you'd be like way gayer. I have to tell you, but you're not. That's cool.
Me?
I thought you'd be like Fagorama.
How you doing?
Because I'm used to just meeting lots of like really, really big fags. And they all get upset and stuff when I'm like fag. But
speaking of very Nelly people, Nathan's little boy toy that I try to hook him up with Valentine.
Oh, he told me about that. He told me about that. That was crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is that he didn't even like the guy.
No, yes,
but,
he did.
Oh,
yes, he did. He was totally
you
looking.
Think he liked
they were
him?
Looking at each other the whole
well,
night.
Just because they were looking at each other don't mean they like each
no,
other.
No, Nathan's like, he's kind of cute.
I look at you, and I don't like you.
Oh,
the only shot. Reason you're here is because I need somebody else on my podcast.
Ooh.
He's like,
ouch.
I need some Hispanic influence in my show, okay?
Ooh, I'm only here for affirmative action. What a dirty bitch.
Not to be confused with affirmative blackson. Action for the Hispanic people. No, it'd be like affirmativo.
Affirmativo action.
Action.
Bitch.
That was rude. Okay. That like kind of goes. All right, we're going to talk about the Valentine's thing, but here in a second. We were at Nathan and I went to go eat sushi yesterday.
Yeah.
So we go into this restaurant and we
Japanese.
Order some food and we also order sushi. And I was like, well, what do you want on the menu here? I go, what about this? It was called like pangang or something. It had to do something with shrimp and curry and peanuts and bullshit. I don't know. I really didn't care for it. I just ate the shrimp and the rest of it's in the refrigerator. I'll probably give it to us. I'll probably give it to the starving Caden over here.
Bitch, we bought pizza. Fuck you.
But,
you,
he goes.
Will you store it in your? Never mind.
Nathan,
I was going to make another ball joke.
I saw that coming.
Nathan goes, ugh, I don't want that. And I was like, why? He goes, it has curry in it. It makes them Indian people stink. And I was like, that is so racist.
Wait, I taste something in the air. What do I taste?
Racism.
That's it.
Dude, curry's good, man.
I love curry. It was good, and I was like, that is... I've never smelled that before on someone.
Have you ever had the little... My friend, she's Indian, and she has these little... She makes these little balls, and they have these green, like, crunched up stuff in it. I don't know how to explain it. But it's good as hell. It's kind of spicy, but...
Is it wasabi?
It could be, like a wasabi.
Wasabi
like,
beans?
It's kind of like a paste, yeah. It could be wasabi paste.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy.
That stuff's good.
It is.
Oh,
that's
my
like,
God.
I don't think you'd want to eat like a whole bunch of wasabi, though.
It's like a
that.
Ball, though. I don't know.
Dude,
it's
when not... I was a kid, I thought it was sherbet, so I took like this huge ass scoop because it was fucking green.
Ooh.
And my dad's like, no. And I was like right at the last second. And
Did it clear out your nose, your eyes,
dude,
or your ears?
Dude, I've never heard so many noises in my entire life. I heard like a mouse. I heard a mouse fart like three blocks away. That's how open I was. I
and
was
you
like,
smelled it too.
Out. Yeah.
Oh man.
Exactly.
I love that stuff because, like, but yesterday I put a little bit too much on my sushi, and I thought my eyes were about to explode out of my head.
Wow. Oh, but I love that. You get like a nice big chunk of it on a piece of sushi, and you're like, just makes you cry.
It's like a surprise.
Bit.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Bit. It's like one of those warheads. Remember those?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Those tasted like vomit, sushi. And then you got to the sweet, and it was like.
Wow.
I can't believe you made the curry joke.
For the crickets. Damn.
Dude, come on. Curry? I don't know. That's like,
I don't know. It was funny, though, just how
I don't really
just
associate
said,
curry
doesn't that make
with,
those
like...
Indian people stink? And I said, which ones? Or push starts.
Oh, my God.
That reminds me of the Bloodhound Gang song.
Wait, which one?
If you're a Hindu, I'd aim for the dot.
Right.
Hooray for Booby CD, that one?
Yeah.
And what was the name of the song?
Dude, I like Chasey Lane.
Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote...
Yeah, that's my favorite shit.
That is some good shit.
Wait, I'm looking up that other one right now.
Would you fuck me for some blow?
Yep.
Or the
fuck
the
me
strip,
for blow.
The strip lap dance is so much better when the stripper's crying.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
That's a great song. Yeah, he's talking about how he's like stroking off and his like 18 wheeler looking at a missing picture of some chick on a milk carton.
Oh god.
That's a great song.
Dude, I like them and I love how their name is like the 3-2-1 contact reference, but like I don't know. They're like so bad that it's like Billy Idol. It's so fucking bad, but it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I have to be in the mood for the Blown Out game. I have to like be in the. It's like Jackass. I have to be in the same kind of mood.
Man. So Justin, you want to tell us the rest about the party?
Yeah, man. We you got to keep us entertained, later. Dude. We have like fucking ADD. I do.
That's what he says he likes about our show.
That's okay. True because it bounces around so much.
We talk about the same shit.
Yeah, so my party, it was good. Got drunk, called the hotline, and I don't remember what I said. I was really tired. It was like after 2 a.m., and I was exhausted. And I was like, oh, Ricky told me I should call the hotline, so I will. And I was drunk, so, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be playing that here in a little bit, but you guys aren't going to be able to hear them, so.
Okay.
You won't get to hear it until you listen to the show.
That's fine.
Right on.
I know it's going to be fine.
Oh, I know.
Biatch.
Biatches.
Everything sounds better in when it ends in bitch.
Biatch.
It does.
So I want to go to the about the Frapper map real quick because we haven't mentioned that a lot. I want to let everybody know to go to the Frapper map. Or I think the link on the website is the Monkey Jungle map.
Bing. Something. Just look for it.
It's not confirmed, but I think if you go to the website, you
why don't
can
you pull up the page real quick.
Oh, should, that's smart. I'm on a computer.
There
you should
we go.
Put the link in the sidebar. Wow.
It is in there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in there.
No, yeah. No, but anyway, there was a couple more people that were added onto it. Big Fatty from the Little Fatty Cast, he added himself finally after like a year because he's always bitching how nobody signs goes onto his map, which they call theirs the ham map because they're like fatties, you know.
Oh, okay.
But they're really not even fat. That's what gets on my nerves.
I don't know, dude. I would call it like the elephant or something. I don't know.
Well, it's just like they're not even fat. Like the co-host Larry is like skinny as hell.
As hail.
But anyway, they're really
cool.
Is it cool.
Hailing outside?
Yeah,
or,
you know.
They're from South Carolina, so they you know they have that southern draw. That's really cute.
Hail.
Oh, it's called the Monkey Jungle Map.
So anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, Big Fatty joined it. Someone from Flower Mound, Texas joined, and then someone from Humble, Texas joined.
Dude,
but
Texas
they didn't leave
has
their name.
Like fucking BFE locations. It's like the it BFE like target of the entire world. Like I remember
well,
driving
look where
through
the
Texas.
Look where our president's from. Duh.
There you go. No, I remember driving through Texas when we moved here, and we got to a point where we pressed seek on the radio, and it would go through the entire thing and not find a station for like half an hour. I was like,
and
what
Texas
the fuck
is
this?
Fucking huge.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Fucking huge.
Yesterday, we were in Florida, and we actually went through an area where there was no cell phone service. It actually said no service available.
Wow.
It's
I
like,
know.
Sorry,
I was shocked.
You're in BFE.
I was like, I'm in the country.
Wow.
Is this like Southern Florida or something?
No.
Central like, Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, damn. Like central, like where I'm from and north, there's a lot of country areas where there's like outhouses
Plant
and stuff.
City.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, especially north, man. Northern Florida is like a totally different state than
Pensacola?
The rest of it.
Pensacola, yeah, sucks.
Very done, yeah.
Jacksonville sucks. Yeah. Gainesville sucks.
Gainesville's some ghetto shit. Gainesville and Jacksonville are ghetto.
The only thing in Gainesville is the UF, that's it.
And the big boys who like to gain.
Ooh. Gainers.
Gainesville.
Gainers. Oh. There's a bunch of gainers and feeders. Are you a feeder, Carlos? You like to feed your boy?
Wow. I like to eat. I like to eat with my
Let
boy,
me know,
but
say
I don't know about
No, say it. Oh, he's what? Got enough to feed you?
Yeah, you need to delete that part also.
Oh, so now we're going to talk about Carlos's cock.
There we go.
Not so much.
All right, I'll get on.
No. Okay.
Hey, Carlos.
Todd wants to get on and talk about Carlos's cock.
Dude, that's cool.
You're going to be walking home.
Come tell us how full you get from it.
Ooh. Wow.
Tell us what kind of rice and beans come out.
What kind? Curse says what kinds of rice and beans come out.
Wait,
I'm
I
sorry.
Taste that again. What is that flavor I taste?
Racism.
I had to.
Bitch.
Dude, wait. Are you Cuban or are you Puerto Rican or what are you?
Cuban and Colombian.
Right,
I have to say this every motherfucking time.
He's an angry drug dealer.
Well, dude, it's not like it's not racism. Like anybody else remembers anybody else's heritage. I mean, I forgot, but yeah, you told me because scars and the coffee and the cocaine and
cocaine.
I almost started saying Jolene.
Oh, I love Jolene.
Jolene.
Hey, Mindy Smith did a cover of that, and it's really good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anytime I hear it, I just want to hear the original.
I love Dolly all the way. I love me some Dolly.
Oh, my God. Okay, so speaking
OMG.
Of...
OMG.
OMG. WTF, mate.
OMFG.
So, speaking of original songs and copies, I just have this thing with, like, first of all, customization, like we were saying, and the second thing is I have, like, originality issues. Like, if somebody blatantly copies a song that was already the shit, I mean, if it was a bad song and they made it better, that's cool. But if it was already the bomb, you don't take it and do it again and try to make it cool, because you're a fucking loser. Like, what is this bullshit, Gym Class Heroes? Can anybody tell me what that song is that they do? It's like the girlfriend song.
What?
I don't know. Gym Class Heroes, man. They're like some new band. It's like a rap.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. They
yeah, that girlfriend song.
Don't lean on the microphone, you lazy Cuban Colombian bitch.
Don't smell it either. It smells bad.
We already.
He can't smell any longer. He's done too much cocaine.
Oh shit. but yeah, so their song is like an exact copy of this old Supertramp song, and me and my friend AJ heard it on the radio, and we were like, wait a minute, didn't our parents used to play this on a record back in the day? And then they bust into this whole rap thing cover over it, and it was horrible. So everybody, don't listen to Gym Class Heroes, they suck ass. That's my rant, go ahead.
Alright then.
Okay, well, next. Yep. I want to go Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to agree. I totally agree. When I hear shit that people have done again, songs that really are good, and then people redo them, like, you just ran out of ideas. You can't write any song anymore. You're just bored.
Like, and it's like there's plenty of...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Like that goddamn SOS song. I fucking hate that song.
Oh my God, I know! I fucking hate that song. It's like, dude, they copy Tainted Love, which was already copied.
What's that, Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, re fucking Hana. I want to like punch her in her fucking Haitian ass.
He never gets the names right,
dude.
He says Rihanna, and he says
Ciara. Dude, I watched fucking Punk'd.
In the fucking song. In the fucking song, it says Ciara.
I watched fucking Punk'd, and she's like, "My name's Ciara." She said fucking Ciara. I'm not even joking.
Well, she doesn't even know her license. Fucking name.
I know.
Isn't that the chick that everybody thought was a man at first?
They thought she was a man, and they thought she, like Missy Elliott, like was kind of like, goodies.
Yeah.
I bet you want her goodies.
Well, my thing is I think they're running out of ideas, like everyone. I mean, you can only have so many things.
Shit with movies. Everybody's doing
the remakes. Except for comedy. The ones like House on Haunted Hill and stuff like that, because the originals are really cool. I think it's cool that they're redoing them.
I don't know, dude. Well, thank you, Justin, because nobody ever backs me up on that bullshit. Everybody's like, I like it, and it sounds good, so it's okay. And it's like, no, it's horrible.
No, I'm with you right there, like 100%, dude. I hear you.
I'm trying to think of what
else. I
liked
all the Tori Amos covers that she did.
Dude, hers are actually good. Well, that's different, though. That's different.
That one with an Eminem song, 2003 Bonnie and Clyde, is that what it's called?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
she remade that one. Yeah. It was really good. It's spooky.
Well, dude, it's different. It's different when you like go in a different direction with a song. Like,
she took it in a completely different way, and she almost reinterpreted it.
Oh my God, you totally sound like Paula right now.
Wow.
No. It's true though. But when you take like a track and then you just overdo it. I mean, like it's one thing with hip hop because that's how hip hop started. Like Rapper's Delight is an old song that they just redid and made into a rap, which is fine, but if it's like
all 14
because
of it.
Yeah, and it's fine because it's like that's a classic, and a lot of hip hop songs are good because they're classics, but it's like nowadays all we have are like this SOS bullshit where they take like songs that I remember when I was a kid, so you know it's not that old. It's like, dude, you can't cover something that new. You have to go back into the 60s or the 70s. You can't take something that like was just made, you know what I mean? Or they have like fucking like P. Pablo or Little John, where they have like this, or like Usher, they have all the same beats. It's like, and it's like the same track for all of them.
Yeah, well, they just like come up with a hook, and then they just record it, and then they throw down some shit, and then they
invite Akon over, and then he makes it a hit. You know,
Acorn.
Yeah, Acorn. Fucking, he has like, dude, I'm not even joking. He has like 8 hits on the radio right now.
Yeah,
and I'm switching between like 3 different stations in my car, and it's all on one. Song. On one, I hear no. It's all different songs, but it's all the same. Oh,
maybe that's why you should have an iPod so you wouldn't have to listen to the fucking radio.
Well, no. See, I already have
dirty.
Don't even. I already have an MP3 player.
Sirius is garbage. Sirius garbage.
I wouldn't like Sirius because you still can't choose your own songs,
and it plays all the same shit over and over and over.
And they say no commercials, but I sure hear some talking in it.
And you have to pay for it as a service, dude. Right. I think that just sucks. I mean, it's radio. Who wants to pay?
What's that smell? Cheap.
Bullshit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You ain't right.
I'm just kidding. Hey, we really need to go into the phone calls, but kind of sucks that, hey, Justin, you're like probably computer savvy or something. You have to figure out a way how everyone else can listen to the same call. Like, they can listen to what's on my computer. Can you do that?
Okay. I don't know.
Dude.
Because other
Justin,
podcasts do it, but I can't figure out how to do it.
Me and Justin will collaborate our like genius minds and figure it out.
Well, yeah,
can you combine your genius bodies in my bed? Because you
want the big penis with the chubby body?
Oh, wow. Carlos is like, I want to be there.
Wow.
He's like, I want to be inside that taco, man. I want to be your mild sauce, man.
You're lucky as hell that you're a million miles away. Or else you'd be cut.
Come
right
on,
now.
Man.
I'll show you my Mexican side. I ain't Mexican, but I'll
show you my sink, man. I got it from prison.
That's right. It's a toothbrush and a razor blade. I'll cut you. Bitches.
That's too funny. All right, so we're going to listen to these calls. So, Justin, you really don't know what there's going to be said, but Herb has already listened to them. So,
okay,
yep.
You just get to sit there and listen to us
just,
talk about
just
it.
Just improvise after we like when we're like, "Oh God, that JD is so funny." Then you can just act like you know.
You're like okay. That damn JD.
Yeah,
I can pretend.
Right. Okay, so this is going to be the first one. Hold on, I got to burp.
Hot.
Ooh,
I miss our foul monkeys burps, man.
I know, right?
Episode.
There we go. Justin did it for us. Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, so this is the first call from JD, and here we go.
Hey, it's JD from Kentucky. No, I don't normally sound like Bubba Gump, but
Bubba
I thought
Gump.
I would the
Bubba
other
Gump.
Night. I'm halfway into my 300-mile trip and just wanted to say thank you for the great shows, for good entertainment while driving along. Talk to you later. Bye.
We heart you, JD.
Yeah, man, he's cute. I like him. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I know. He hasn't contacted us or anything on the show.
Yeah,
what do you think about JD, Justin?
He sounded great.
See, but Ricky, you got to edit out the part where it says that we can't hear it because then it'll, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, that's just going to stay in because I'm too lazy.
Biatch.
See, that's what it comes down to.
It just makes it more fun.
Sure.
I'm
a lot more shitty.
Right. Okay, so this is the second call. It's the second call from JD. Here we go.
Hey, boys. It's JD in Kentucky again. Yes, I'm bored just driving along, but I was wondering, question for you. In my cell phone, whenever I put in the phone number, it tells me the state, that the number, that, and everything, and blah, blah, blah. So if Ricky's in Florida and Herb is temporarily in Phoenix till he gets to Florida, why does the number come up as a Washington State number? Just an oddity I wondered about. Later.
What a random-ass question.
Right. Well, okay, what he's asking is, why is our Foul Monkeys hotline number actually a Washington State number?
Because that's where the queue's at, right?
Didn't you just like buy a random number and then they just put
it
wherever?
Well, the company that I got it through is free, and all their numbers are through Washington State.
Oh.
It's free to use that phone number?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. Badass. I didn't know that.
It's like our own voicemail line. It's free.
Ricky, Herb loves it because it's free.
Ricky, you get that shit hooked up.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You can go
I can't imagine how.
You can go to... Yeah. It's my chubby boy side that I
have
to show off.
It's your flying squirrel?
Yeah.
When flying squirrel.
They're like, he's like, I'll give you a phone line, but you have to give me something back. And all he has to do is like pull down his pants just a little bit. Oh my God! Oh, here you go.
He doesn't pull down his pants. He just opens his pant leg.
Lifts his pant leg a bit.
He rides up that leg like a
actually, that's why, like, in the 90s, I had to, like, put a, you know, do the tie-in thing at the bottom, you know, to make them really tight so my balls wouldn't come out. But actually, almost everybody on the show right now probably doesn't remember that.
Hey, man. I remember the 90s.
Do you remember that Mad TV episode where everybody had their balls hanging out of their shorts and their jeans?
Dude, did you see that shit on Jackass 2?
Yes, where the dog was licking that guy's nuts.
That was good. That was fucking funny shit. Damn. Like, I want them to come out with Jackass 3, as trendy as that fucking sounds. I love that shit, man. It's funny as hell.
Oh my God, Carlos is being a bad person right now.
You should. It'd be funny.
He's being so bad right now.
Does he want you to take out your
what does he do?
I can't say right now.
I want him to put his squirrels on the table.
Put your squirrels on the table. All or nothing.
Or the cat gets it.
So anyway, JD, to answer your question, it is a Washington State number. I got a number from, I think it's called K7.net, and you can go there and get your own voicemail line.
Is it only voicemail, or can you get a phone number?
No, it's just, it's a phone number like we have, right, but it's like, only for voicemail. You can't You can't answer it or anything like that.
Because there's no brain.
Right. That's why I have Skype.
Right.
So, who is typing?
It's Justin.
Herb.
You have
blame.
You have no
evidence. It's Justin.
You have no evidence.
His
is the loudest line on
it. It tells me on Skype who's actually typing.
Then why'd you ask?
Well, it's not me. And we're not using Skype either.
Yes, you are.
No, we're
are you all talking to each time. Other?
Yeah.
Are you bitches talking to each other?
Kinda.
On chat? Maybe.
Kinda.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Y'all are some whores.
Uh-uh.
All right, so the next call is from Ray in Houston. Here we go.
Ray. Dude, he's cute.
He is cute, isn't he?
He's cute. I hadn't seen him before. And then he MySpaced me, and I was like, damn.
He's cute.
Does your MySpace bring other boys to your page?
It brings all the boys to something.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's how I met all the guys that I dated besides Ricky.
Yeah, he actually met me from the show. Actually, no, from a community on Live Journal.
Yeah.
Aww.
He saw a picture of my squirrels.
And I just had to get some of them nuts.
I gotta buy you that shirt now.
What, you're gonna buy me a shirt?
I had to buy you that shirt now.
What's it say?
The one with the squirrel on it and it says protect your nuts.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's Ray.
Doors in for the winter.
Well, hello, fellows. This is Ray in Houston. I just thought I'd call and check in with you guys.
He's from Texas.
I finally got caught up listening to the past two episodes. Ricky, happy belated birthday.
Aww.
Herb, welcome to Florida. I hope you're having a good time. I mean, are y'all having a good time? Y'all probably been fucking nonstop.
Shit.
Anyway, Ricky, I want to give this stuff to you guys for foul monkeys from the the Bear White site.
Right about that.
Since we put your banner up, it's scrolled through 169 times. 16 people clicked on it to link to Foul Monkeys, and then 10 people from Foul Monkeys came to a Bear Watch. So we are getting some traffic back and forth. So just thought I'd call God, let you know, and say that, thanks for choosing me as the wiener of the bumper sticker contest. I hope you guys enjoy it. And I guess I'll be talking to y'all later. Have a good time. Bye.
Okay, so that was Ray, and he was just calling to tell us to give us some... what is it? Statistics. That's a big word for me. Sorry.
Statistics.
Yeah. So he was giving us some statistics because people from my website went over to the Bear Watch website, and people from the Bear Watch website came to my website. And he was also thanking us for choosing him as the bumper sticker winner. But we're actually having a little difficulty with that we're working on it. So,
dude, I'm really excited for that because even though... I mean, to me, you know, this is like Ricky's show first and foremost because you guys, I mean, you did it with Gina and that was the thing.
That's right,
Biatch. I just kind of came in and I mean, I have a lot of fun with it. It's really cool. But to me, it's like, It's, you know, it's just something fun to do and have a good time, and you meet a lot of people this way, and everybody that I've met, like, on Bear WW, Bear Form 1, I'm like, hey, you know, if you're on the internet a lot, you should check out this show that me and my boyfriend do, blah, 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 blah. So, it's really cool once everybody gets one of those bumper stickers at BearWatch 8, because that's like a lot of people, dude.
I know, it's like 200
people.
Wow,
what's this? You know, and then everyone will come to the site, and it'll be really cool.
What you should do is, if you get them before I go to Fort Lauderdale, I can take them with me and hand them out.
Oh, when you go to the rodeo?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Also, we're working on a process of getting some T-shirts made.
Actually, you know what else? If we get some really soon, I'm going to some shows in April. Well, it's already April today. Yeah, it's April Fool's Day. How crazy is that? I totally forgot.
Yeah. We're just joking. Ricky doesn't have big balls. April Fool's!
That's a lie.
Yeah.
April Fool's, it's really April Fool's.
Because if they were small, I wouldn't say how much I liked them.
Oh.
I'm just fucking with you. No, I woke up at my friend's house, and his little brother fucking tied, like, rubber band around the, in the sink. Like, he tied it around the sprayer.
Oh, so my dad used to do that to my mom all the fucking time. It was wonderful.
And he thought he was so funny, but I saw it, like, way ahead of time, because even though I was half asleep, I, like, you know, I noticed it was really obvious, so... But he got AJ in the face, so it was cool.
That's nice. Cool.
All over his face.
Ooh, I hope it's water. Because if it's his brother, that's kind of weird.
Dude, he's like 8. I don't even think he can come.
Oh, God. We're going to jail for this. Stop talking about it.
I would hope not.
Nambla.
Nambla.
Yeah, but you know, if we do get those bumper stickers really soon, I'm going to go to a couple shows. And, like, at punk rock shows, I mean, people just hand out flyers, like, left and right. Like, not even professional people or actual bands. I mean, people just hand out flyers, like, hey, here's my website, here's my art gallery, here's whatever. So I'll take a bunch of the bumper stickers and I'll leave them at the desk where people pick up stuff, and then I'm sure a lot more people will hear about it that way.
That'd be cool.
Cool.
That'd be cool.
All right, so we have another call from Enrique.
Enrique!
I thought he was going to be really gay, too. He's actually, like, I know. You know, he's pretty normal.
Well, just because he has a deep voice doesn't mean he's really gay. I mean, he's not really gay. Okay, so here we go. This is Enrique.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, this is Enrique. I just wanted to say what's up and that I love your show. I know I've said it before, but it's different now that I called it in. Anyways, I have been chased by my mom, but usually with a belt, and I never got away. But I've learned my lesson. Keep up the good work, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Aw, he sounds cute. And I bet he even looked cute running away from his mom from the belt. Because remember we asked that question, like, any Spanish listeners to call in and tell us about how their mom used to beat the hell out of them with what?
Dude, it's really not just, like, it's not just, I mean... Everybody's parents kind of used to do it, but it just depends on where you're from. Like, the South is a big place for it, no matter what color you are. You know what I mean? Like, fucking huge. And my parents never, like, beat the shit out of me because, like, my mom took a shoe to me a couple times, and she fucking beat my ass down. And my dad used to get real pissed all the fucking time, and he'd get really, like... I mean, I was fucking scared, you know? But
your mom was raised in Puerto Rico, so that's probably what she saw
all
the time.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But the thing was, though, it's like I learned really fast, you know? I thought, all right, well, if I don't want to get hurt, I'm not going to do stupid shit. So I just didn't do stupid shit, and I really didn't get beat down much. I mean, whenever people tell me, like, oh, well, you don't know, you know, you white boy, you don't know nothing about parents, you know? My parents used to beat the fuck out of me. They fucking branded me with irons and shit. I'm like, well, you were a dumb bitch, and you kept doing stupid shit.
Damn. He almost said his mom used to donkey punch people.
No.
Ouch.
Not so much. Not so
Did
much.
She do it with a rolling pin? Or a frying pan. That's like such a typical mom weapon.
Right. You know? My mother never actually.
So, Justin, how the hell were you beat down?
I hardly ever got.
I was an angel.
Like,
I didn't do
I
anything.
I wasn't an
wrong.
Angel. I wasn't an angel. I did get like. Beat a few times, but like probably with a belt or just with my mom's hand or something.
And then after a while, he just started beating off. So that
nice.
Beating myself.
He was like, he loved it when his mom beat him with the belt.
Then he grabbed the belt, wrap it around his neck.
Oh no, not
okay. That's
he's like, mommy, can you write? Can you write a stud on that and then beat me with it?
That's just wrong.
Can you write Chaser on it?
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Damn. I saw a guy yesterday while I was working, and, I have to talk about that fucking martini bitch, but, okay. I saw this guy, and he had a shirt that said Chaser on it, and it was like, you know, it was like a bottle of wine with a chaser in it or whatever, and, I felt like going up to him and saying, you know, that shirt can be horribly misinterpreted. Because, you know, if some big burly guy saw him, he'd be like, well, oh, no. Then, I'm going to just go out to get my poppers and my cigar. Hell out of this boy.
You ready for the poppers and cigars, boy?
And he was with his girlfriend, too, and I was like, are you sure?
That's hot.
Oh, wow.
That was so hot. That was so drag queen deep, man.
Please do it to me again.
Nathan's back.
Welcome back.
But,
Nathan's back. Back again.
And there's gonna be trouble.
Nathan's back. Tell a friend.
No. What do you think?
What?
No,
didn't work.
Don't dance.
I was trying to do. Never mind. Uh-huh. Eminem.
Yeah.
You're more like Shady Skittles. Bear.
So. Oh, no, the fuck. You just didn't call me Skittles.
Shit. I like Reese's Pieces, man.
How
Reese's
do you know Pieces fucking Skittles? Bites. Do you know Skittles? Oh, I thought you meant the person Skittles. There's a guy in Lakeland they call Skittles. He's like fucking crazy.
No, he was talking about like the candy Skittles.
Yeah, like how your interpretation was a lot more rainbowy.
Stupid. Anyway, y'all can kiss my ass and my big ass balls.
And your big ass balls. I'll kiss them at the same time, baby.
Squirrels.
Kiss my squirrels, bitch.
Bitch.
There's lots of squirrels in Lakeland.
Okay, so we're gonna all right, guys. We're going like on 53 minutes, and
whoa,
GarageBand will only let us keep hour and 6 minutes.
But you need to cut a lot of shit out, so we need to keep going.
I
ain't
cutting
shit out.
We can do a 2-part show.
A lot of downtime.
There's no downtime.
You can cut all the stuff like
the only downtime on this show is your Down syndrome.
The only downtime is when I go down.
You can cut out the time that I was like trying to calibrate my microphone. Yeah. So
seriously, that's the fun part because people need to know that we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Dude, I want to talk about the martini chick.
All right, talk about it.
Well, can we do the phone calls, please? First,
hold the phone calls.
Hold your squirrels, please. So yesterday I come to work and I'm fucking always half asleep when I come to work, and I work in the dairy, so I wear this big ass jacket. I come out looking like an Eskimo because it's freezing in there. And I walk out, and this girl's like, you know, on Saturdays we always have these old women that come, or just people, but it's usually old women, and they're like, you know, would you like a sample of my cinnamon rolls? And it's like, you know, cinnamon rolls are like tied.
Would you
like
a sample of my breast milk?
And it's like,
and
yeah,
it comes
sure.
out, it it's comes tired. Out like cottage cheese.
but you know, some of the stuff they sample is like ridiculous, like. Yeah, sure, ma'am. I'd love to sample Tide with bleach while I'm shopping. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that? Drink it? You know? Like, they offer to, like, you know, take the stains that are on your shirt and, like, wipe them out with, like, what is that shit? Shout out? You know, the one that looks like a blue stick.
You're like, bitch, you said I'm dirty?
Yeah, but...
You think I'm a dirty Mexican?
So this, like, really, really thin, really, like... Well, thin and voluptuous at the same time. I mean, voluptuous in the boob and the thighs. But she was like, this Beyonce-looking bitch. She's like, would you like a sample? And she had a fucking zebra, like, skirt that was, like, higher than her vagina. I saw more than camel. I saw candelabra. I don't even know, dude. And she's like, would you like a sample? And guess what she was sampling? Fucking Smirnoff Ice. Like, in the dairy section, she's asking all these old people. Yeah, the thing was that the samples didn't have alcohol. And I was like, well,
what the fuck
is the point of that? It's not even the real product.
WTF.
But at first, I didn't know. So I walked out, and she's like, would you like a sample? And I'm like, well, I'm working. I don't think I can get crunk on the job. I think I can come in
not crunk.
But, you know.
You didn't tell her that, did you?
Please. Well, I didn't say crunk, but I was like, well, I'm working, and I showed her my name badge, and she's like, oh, well, it's okay, you know, it's a party, what's up? And I was like, what are you talking about?
She probably
about?
Wasn't even really supposed to be sampling you. She was probably just picking up some guys.
She just opened
it. Dude, I swear to God, she just came there with, like, she took a shopping cart from the front of the store, grabbed a Smirnoff Ice off the shelf, and acted like she was giving samples away just to be a slut, I swear to God. It was like, I don't know, it was really weird. We were all talking about it, and she left really soon after that. But I texted all my straight friends. I was like, hot chick, free booze, Walmart.
Walmart. You
know? Yeah, come now. But it was weird.
On
so,
the face.
I don't know. I think she was probably the best sample lady that we've had yet, because they're usually like 80 years old and giving me cinnamon buns.
You should ask her to get a sample.
Nathan goodies. And I went to Sam's to go eat lunch, you know, because they always give samples. But every old motherfucker in that place was eating all the fucking food.
That's ghetto.
Their samples are real good, though. I love that shit.
I had a fish stick.
And they always have like their little Easy Bake oven like right there on the counter. Like on the little table.
Oh, and I had some beef jerky.
All right, so phone calls?
Yeah, so this next one, I'm not for sure who it is or what happened.
I think this guy's okay.
It probably is, but I think he was listening to an 80s porn. So here we go. It totally sounds like VHS. Go ahead, Carlos is dancing with his zipper undone. Hot. Oh, and no underwear. Go ahead, dance. So I don't like this. I heard giggles.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Yeah. Thanks.
How long is that?
Oh, we only had like 20 seconds left. But that sounded like a straight 80s porn, didn't it?
Right. I feel like I should have a thick-ass mustache.
Didn't it, Justin?
Yes, it was sounded very much like porn.
80s porn, to be specific.
Very much so. It sounded like I was watching I Love the 80s.
Right.
Strikes Back.
And you could totally hear like the VHS, or like
the crackle.
The VHS crackle, like the tape is starting to go bad. You know?
It's been watched so many times.
That happened yesterday. I was watching, I always watch Wheel of Fortune at work. That's my shit. And right after Wheel of Fortune on Fridays, or on Saturdays, they do like a movie. And it was like The Rookie, which I don't know, whatever. But you could tell they were playing it from a VHS, because when you know how like in movies they have like orchestrated music, and it's like, and like whenever on a VHS after you watch an old one, it's like it's all,
yeah, it's warped
and it gets all fucked up. Yeah. It's funny as hell. I mean, it's like, wow, ABC's really cutting the corners, dude. They're playing movies off of VHS from their studio. Yeah, that was cool.
So last but not least, we have the drunk one.
Ooh, I like.
Oh, here we go.
We have Justin, and we'll get his reaction right afterwards.
Yeah,
like he remembers.
Like he's gonna hear it. He's like, I wasn't drunk. I swear.
No, I was drunk.
Okay, here we go. Ricky, it's Justin, aka Loopy Cub, and it was my birthday.
Shh, don't talk about him. He's actually on the show.
So it's not longer any my birthday now, because April 1st.
I don't mind, man. We talked about the squirrels.
I was calling to say hello.
Hello.
My birthday.
It's really slow.
And I'm drunk dialing people.
I told you I was drunk. Fantastic.
So, Herbie and Ricky, I hope you guys are having a good time. You probably sleep.
Whoa. Wow.
Go.
Go.
Now I'm about to go to sleep too, because I'm drunk.
Because I'm drunk.
Okay, so
this is why I'm hot.
Have a good day, podcast bullshit. Hooray! Goodbye.
So I want to know how long the word time lasts. It was like time.
Like a Pink Floyd song.
I'm drunk.
He's like, I'm drunk.
I love drunk talk. It's like you say something really slow, and then the last part's really fast.
Right.
Kind of like I have that. I have that weird thing. I guess when I'm drunk, certain words just kind of speed up and slow down. The normal tempo of speech is just kind of.
I guess it's hard to like talk when you have a big cock in your mouth, huh?
Exactly, it is.
Dude, it's like when people leave their leave you a voicemail and then try to leave you your number. Somebody did a skit on that. Oh, is that Kevin James guy? He's hot. Way too old for me, but he's hot. But he was on. He had like a stand up thing, and he was talking about how people leave numbers on voicemail. You know, they'll be like, "Hey, you know, I just felt like saying hi. You know, I just want to see how you're doing. I guess you're not there, so give me a call back. You know, my number is 40." And then they hand it up, and it's like, "Whoa, what the fuck happened?" It's like drunk speak.
Drunk talk. So, what else are we gonna talk about, guys?
We're at an hour, right?
Yeah.
Well, you need to cut a lot of that shit out.
No, it's not going to cut out. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
If the pigs try to get at you.
I was just going to say that.
Uh-oh, not Oklahoma coming out.
See these ice cubes. See these ice creams. I love how he fucking
lifts up. What's wider? What is it? It's wider than what's spilling down your throat.
He's like $1 million boat, and that's wider than what's been down your throat.
I was like, I wonder what he's talking about.
And he lifts up his shoe, and his entire shoe, he's like walking on blurs because they're so like customized or whatever. It's fucking weird. I love the way they blur shit out in rap videos. Like you know, sure, they'll be like, true. Look at my chains, and their whole shirt is like a blur.
It's a blur.
I know. Yeah. It's like, is it really there?
They didn't used to do that back in the day, did they? Did they used to do that like in old rap videos? Like
they didn't have NWA. That much bling in the old days.
That's true.
The NWA videos.
I mean, the person that had the most bling was Mr. T.
Yeah. No, but I mean like in NWA and like Ice-T videos and shit. Like they never used to blur that.
They
shit.
Didn't have a lot of bling bling back then, though.
No, but they used to blur the shirts though, didn't they?
Yeah, because did they? I don't know.
I don't
Ice-T was back a pimp, in my though. Day. They didn't.
Ice-T was a pimp though. He had some kind of bling. He had
down,
bitches or some
down.
Shit.
You wish. You wish. Not so much. Not so much.
Pimp down. Do they have any pimps in Oklahoma?
Yes.
They call them Mokies.
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 Yeah, it's like Motown, but with the Okie.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Sure.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, I think the show is kind of winding down.
Sure.
Winding down.
Slowly winding but surely.
I want to remind everyone to go to the website. What is it?
Foulmonkeys.com, nigga.
Oh.
Hey. And bomb. And bomb. Hey.
Lisa didn't end in the R.
Yeah, that's just like so like old and shit. I don't know.
I think we need to have like a whole show on racism.
Why? Because we taste it.
And we can slur to that shit like no other.
So I also want to remind everyone to call our hotline. And Justin, what is that?
206-984-FOWL.
Holy shit. He's the first person to ever say it out loud.
I always forget it. I'm like something.
Well,
something,
it's a good thing something. I had it like written down right in front of me.
Oh,
see, mine is in my phone, so I just look for Foul Monkeys.
That's true.
Also, go to the Frapper map and sign up for that. Remember, once we get the bumper stickers, everyone that's on that Frapper map is getting a bumper sticker for free.
Hooray!
Yep, you just got to give us your address.
You just got to get on there, and then when we tell you to give us your address, of course, we're going to double check your asses. Don't try to trick us.
Yeah, man. Don't give us no address and no church.
You can trick me once, but not
twice.
Those
people.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say, for everybody that wants to meet us, we are driving from Phoenix to Lakeland at the end of May. So that means New Mexico, the southern half of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. So if you want to meet us,
Northern Florida.
Get your ass down there.
Yeah. Me and Todd are going somewhere next week, and I have no idea where.
Oh.
We're hopping on a plane somewhere.
Leaving.
He's probably just gonna
plane.
He's probably gonna just blindfold you and taking you in the bathroom.
Oh,
interesting.
We're going on vacation, honey. Open your mouth.
Naughty.
Disney is right around the corner.
Oh my god.
Okay, and so I'll email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And check out our MySpace at myspace.com/foulmonkeys.
We got like a lot of shit. Oh, you can also IM me at FM Ricky B on AIM.
Ricky B.
And I am HERBCIG everywhere.
Yahoo.
And
AIM.
And I'm Herbie, like Live Journal MySpace, 411 WW, wherever.
Okay. And do you, Caden Wolf, ooh, would you like to give your IM and your MySpace page again?
My IM on AIM is Cubs, CUBS, Fan, FN, 31. My MySpace is Carlos31.
So are you like a Cubs fan or are you like a Cub
from Chicago.
Bear Cub fan?
I'm from Chicago, so I like the Cubs.
I'm from Brooklyn, bitch,
okay, so. Whatever.
I like the Cubs too.
So, yeah. And anything that is...
I like the Bears when I drive through the forest.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, it's the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
Wow.
That should be like the Cub Bear capital of the United States.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's a bunch of skinny people there, I think.
No, there's some hot, fat people there.
I'll show you fat.
Yeah, daddy. Wow. That's hot.
I'll show you some woodland creatures.
What?
Squirrels and all.
Squirrels, oh,
squirrels
yeah.
and all, yeah.
Ricky's
you,
balls.
I'll show you some squirrels.
Yeah, I feel safe with Ricky because not only is he a big, cuddly teddy bear guy, but if we fell off a building, all he had to do was take off his pants and we'd float down safely.
Shut up.
All 20 stories.
I thought you were going to say you would bounce off of me because I'm so fat.
No, you're not that fat. Your balls are big, but you're not that fat.
There is someone in this room that needs to shave, but I'm not going to say anything.
Ooh, what a dirty bitch. I'm Harry. Get over it.
All right, we got to go, people.
Okay.
Tell everyone goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. That means everyone else too. Herb.
I don't think he can hear.
Where'd he go?
He was disconnected.
No, he's still showing up. Well, he'll say bye, I guess. We'll say bye for him. Say bye for him, Justin.
Oh, okay, there we go.
What happened?
Oh, there he is.
I don't know, dude. Every time
your shit is fucked up because you have a PC.
No.
No,
you're the one that's running the whole program.
Yeah, it's two Macs and a PC. Get it right. Anyway, say goodbye, Carlos.
Get it right, get it tight.
Later.
Can you say it in Spanish so our Spanish-speaking listeners can understand?
Okay, can we get some Braille up in here, too? Because I'm fine.
Some sign language, some Braille.
Yeah. I want to feel the foul monkeys.
Ooh.
Like her and color.